I like parrot stories, so here is one that I like to share this morning. Goes well with what I am planning to preach. It is kind of a ridiculous story about a parrot a man purchased, and he tried to train this parrot to speak. He would read to it. He would have it listen to tapes. Nothing was happening, so he finally decided that he's going to take the parrot back to the pet store where he had purchased. And as he got off his car to cross the street, he saw a car coming. He didn't see a car coming, but the parrot saw the car coming, and it screamed and said, "Look out!" The man did not, and so got hit by the car, but thank God he was okay, just a few bruises. And he said, "Oh, you stupid parrot." The parrot said, "Who do you call stupid? You've been teaching me 5 years to speak, and when I speak, you don't even listen." Isn't that true? We pray and pray and pray, and sometimes God speaks, and we don't even listen because we're not paying attention to what God is saying to us. Here is Elijah. Elijah was one of the greatest prophets. If you could recall Jesus on the Transfiguration Mount, just before at Transfiguration, his disciples see Jesus transfigured with Elijah and Moses. Now God allowed this, God brought this together to happen so that the children or his disciples, the Israelites, would know who Jesus is, the Son of God, associating with Elijah and Moses, because they considered Elijah and Moses the greatest prophets, and Jesus was with them, of course, greater than Elijah and Moses. So you know how important Elijah was to the children of Israel, or to God's people. In our scripture this morning, you see Elijah, this great prophet, running, literally running, and hiding out in a cave. Well, what had happened is he had confronted the queen, Jezebel. He actually told the queen she was living in an immoral life, and God was not pleased. And she told him, "Okay, I'll take care of you." And so runs Elijah for his life. Isn't that true? Sometimes we run too when things don't go our way. When things don't happen the way we want it to happen, because Elijah here is doing what God wanted him to do. Tells the queen, just like it was. But according to the scriptures, it didn't seem like God was doing anything in the way of protecting Elijah from the queen. So Elijah is discouraged, just like we would be. You know, we stand against Jezebel, say things, and we think God is with us and God told us to say certain things. Boy, it turns out that we have to run. And Elijah was just had performed or just had there with the prophets of Baal. And they had confronted and asked, you know, which God is the greatest God? And Elijah proved to them that the Yahweh, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, was greater. And, you know, there was 450 prophets put to death that day. So here is Elijah,
did such great things, but is running and hiding in a cave, and is so discouraged. As we heard the scripture, he was sitting before he got to the cave and was ready to give up. So God plans a visitation. He says, okay, I will come and visit Elijah. I mean, yeah, he's discouraged. So God tells Elijah, I will come and visit you. Go up and wait outside the cave, you know, up on this mountain. Go and wait outside, I'll come. And then there is great wind, like a tornado. You know, trees are falling and rocks are flying. But God is not there. God is not to be seen. And then there is an earthquake, rumbling and mountains coming down, trembling, but God is not there. Then immediately there is fire. The whole hill probably was on fire. And Elijah thinks, okay, that looks like God is coming to speak to me. God might be there, but no, nothing happens. God is not there. And finally, it all quiets down. Everything quiets down. Quiet. And God speaks in a very soft voice. My friends, don't we sometimes think, you know, that God would show up in those glorified moments? Well, yes, Paul to the Damascus Road, on the way to the Damascus Road. Yes, it was lightning and thunder and a loud voice Jesus made known. But here, God chooses different ways, doesn't he? It's not all the same. Yes, there was the burning bush. Yes, there was the parting of the Red Sea. There were great things happening, but in this case, it was a quiet. Was be still and know that I am God. I'm not there in the wind. I'm not there in the fire. I'm not there in the earthquake, but I am there when you are still. Then Jesus come into a manger in a remote town in Bethlehem. It was not with thunder and lightning and horses and chariots and a big fanfare where Jesus was born, was he? Mother Teresa says, God rarely is found in the midst of noise and restlessness. Instead, God is the friend of silence. Friend of the silence. Yes, you know, be still and know that I am God. God is both inside and outside, and yes, we cannot figure him out. How he comes, appears, talks to us. To Moses, God spoke through the mountains with a roar. To Elijah, God spoke in the stillness of a soft voice, in the calmness. God still speaks in various ways. Remember Samuel? I love the story of Samuel, how God speaks to this little boy. In a while there is Eli, the priest. God chooses Samuel. God speaks through the ordained clergy. God speaks through the laity. God speaks through the local pastors. The other day, someone asked me, well, Pastor Kevin, who's coming, is a local pastor. I mean, tell me, what does that mean? So here's my answer. There are so many different ways in our journey. We all don't go through the same journey, even in the United Methodist Church, to become ordained or to serve as a full-time clergy person. I took the route, you know, I just went school. I didn't even serve a church until I finished my seminary. Well, that was how God led me. Now, Pastor Kevin has served in churches. He was a youth pastor. He's served in other churches. And while serving, he has finished seminary. And while serving, well, to serve, then you become a local pastor. You go through the process and you become the local pastor. And, you know, after seminary, which he is finishing or has finished, and now he will go through the process of ordination. So there's different ways to go to serve full-time ministry. I know Bud served Arcade. You were as a local pastor. I know Dr. Tyson. He's a professor at seminary in Colgate Rochester in Rochester, New York. He served as a local pastor and just recently was ordained as an elder. So you could serve as a local pastor, and God uses local pastors. God uses laypersons. God used Samuel, who was 10, 11 years old. It is amazing, isn't it? Here, look at Elijah, look at Moses. God uses them in totally different ways. Yes, they were great prophets, but Moses is used in a different way. Elijah is used in a different way. We are all part of that body of Christ. God uses. There is no recipe that he follows to use any of us. I mean, we do put limitations. And we have, humanly, you know, we have all these limitations and barriers that we might have placed, but God looks at it differently and empowers his servants with gifts and graces to serve. God is both. Moses' experience, God used Moses, used Elijah. God came in opening up the Red Sea, in thundering and lightning, yes. And God comes in the still voices as well. Again, Mother Teresa says, great occasions for following Jesus come seldom. But little ones surround us daily. Little sightings of God. You know, we sometimes miss those little sightings of God. Martha Rees, in our Unbinding the Gospel series, shared so many of those incidents, how God shows up on our everyday situations. Everyday situations, you know, not necessarily in church. It might be outside at work or play in school. God shows up in a very simple, quiet, non-expecting, but personal. coming to see, talk, walk with each one of us. You know, we have celebrated, 200 some years. I was trying to ask Tom how many clergy have served. And I know they were all, may have not been ordained local and so on and so forth, but I've not looked into that. And Tom said I was 50, 51, 52, somewhere there. God brought us all. Look at the body of Christ here in Springville. You know, we've gone through ups and downs, but God is there through those times. God takes us through those times. God moves us beyond these times and blesses us with things that God has planned for His church. Are we listening when God appears and speaks to us? It's just like that parrot story. I thought it was a stupid story, but you know, sometimes we are like that. We keep praying, we ask God, and God answers our prayers, but we have not been ready, or we are not ready when God says things to us. And we totally miss out what God has showed us, said. And we miss on God's blessings that He has in store for us. Are we willing to act when God speaks? Are we ready? Saying, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Even as a congregation. As a congregation. Yes, Lord. Lead us. Lead us. Guide us. You are bringing Pastor Kevin to our midst. Help us. Help him. That we will be molded and made after God's will and purpose, and move us to our next place. Move us into that direction where God is moving us. So my friends, just like Elijah, just like how God visited him in such small, non-loud, nothing, big fanfare, quiet way, how God spoke. And then Elijah responds. And then as you continue to read that whole story, then Elijah goes. That's when Elisha joins him. Elijah ordains him, and then Elisha joins and becomes part of that ministry. Elijah thought he was done, but no, he was not. God had greater things. And as you know, Elisha was given the double portion, double blessing. So may the Lord lead us. May the Lord empower us. Anoint us, give us double portion for our church, that we will be blessed, that we could serve, reach out into our community and serve the Lord Jesus, so that they will come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Amen.